Fitchner shouts. And Sonia calls us idiots. The dropship floats away as we leave the highlands behind for gentler terrain. 8 kilometers in 0.376 grav, Earth standard, is a cinch. We scramble down rocky hillsides, then hit the lowland plains at full tilt through ankle-high grass. Cassius beats me to the tables by a body length. He's fast. We each take a pint of the ice water on the table. I drink mine faster. He laughs.
Looks like the house Ceres mark on their flagpole. The harvest goddess.
Cassius points over across the green plains to the fortress. A few trees dot the several kilometers between us and the castle. Pennons flap from their ramparts. He pops a grape into his mouth. We should take a closer look before chowing down. A little scouting. Agreed. But something isn't right here, I say quietly. Cassius laughs at the open plain.
Nonsense. We'd see trouble if it was coming. And I don't think any one of them is going to be faster than us two. We can strut up to their gates and take a shit if we so like.
I do have something brewing. I touch my stomach. Yet still, something is wrong. And not just in my belly. It's 6 kilometers of open ground between the river fortress and us. The river gurgles in the distance to the right. Forest to the far left. Plains in front. Mountains beyond the river. Wind rustles the long grass, and a sparrow coasts in with the breeze. It swoops low to the ground, before flinching up and away. I laugh loudly, and lean against the table. They are in the grass, I whisper. A trap.
We can steal sacks from them and carry more of this back,
he says loudly.
Run?
Pixie. He grins, though neither of us is sure if we're allowed to start the fighting during orientation day. Whatever. On three, we kick apart the disposable table's legs till we each have a meter of duroplastic as a weapon. I scream like a madman and sprint toward the spot where the sparrow fled, Cassius at my side. 5 house Ceres gulls rise from the grass. They're startled by our mad rush. Cassius catches the first in the face with a proper fencer's lunge. I'm less graceful. My shoulder is stiff and sore. I scream and break my weapon across one of their knees. He goes down howling. Duck someone's swing. Cassius deflects it. We dance as two. There's 3 of them left. One squares up with me. He doesn't have a knife or a bat. No, he has something I'm far more interested in. A question mark of a sword. A sling blade for reaping grain. He faces me with his back hand on his hip and the crooked blade out like a razor. If it were a razor, I'd be dead. But it's not. I make him miss, block one of Cassius's attacker's blows, lurch forward at my attacker. I'm much quicker than he, and my grip is like durosteel to his. So I take his sling blade and his knife before I punch him down. When he sees how I twirl the sling blade in my hand, the last uninjured boy knows it's time to surrender. Cassius jumps high in the 0.376 grav and executes an unnecessary twirling sideways kick to the boy's face. Reminds me of the dancers and leapers of Lycos. Cravat, the silent dance. Eerily similar to the boast dancing of young reds. Nothing is silent about the boys' curses. I feel no pity for these students. They all murdered someone the night before, just like me. There are no innocents in this game. The only thing that worries me is seeing how Cassius dispatched his victims. He is grace and finesse. I am rage and momentum. He could kill me in a second if he knew my secret.
What a lark, he croons. You were gory terrifying. You just took his weapon, gory fast. Glad we weren't paired earlier. Prime stuff. What are you to say for yourselves, you sneaking fools?
The captured gulls just swear at us. I stand over them and cock my head. Is this the first time you've lost at something? No answer. I frown. Well, that must be embarrassing. Cassius's face shines. For a moment he's forgotten his brother's death. I haven't. I feel darkness. Hollow. Evil when the adrenaline fades. Is this what Io wanted? For me to play games? Fitzner arrives in the air above us, clapping his hands. His grav boots glimmer golden. He's got his ham slice between his teeth. Reinforcements come! He laughs. Titus and a half dozen of the faster boys and girls run toward us from the highlands. Opposite, a golden shape rises from the distant river fortress and flies toward us. A beautiful woman with short cropped hair settles next to Fitchner in the air. The proctor of the house, Ceres. She carries a bottle of wine and two glasses.
Mars, a picnic?
She calls, referring to him by his house's deity.
So, who arranged for this drama, Ceres? Fitzner asks.
Oh, Apollo, I suppose. He's lonely up in his mountain estate. Here, this is Zinfandel from his vines. Much better than last year's varietal.
Delicious, Fitzner proclaims. But your boys were squatting in the grass, almost as if they expected the picnic to spontaneously manifest. Suspicious? No.
Details, Proctor Ceres laughs. Pedantic details.
Well, here's a detail. It seems two of mine are worth five of yours this year, my dear.
These pretty boys,
Ceres snickers.
I thought the vain ones went to Apollo and Venus.
Oh-ho! Well, yours certainly fight like housewives and farmers. Well placed they were.
Don't judge them yet, you cad. They are mid-draft picks. My high drafts are elsewhere, earning their first calluses.
Learning the ovens? Huzzah!
Fitzner declares, ironically. Bakers do make the best rulers, so I've heard.
She nudges him. Oh, you devil! No wonder you interviewed for the Rage Night post, such a scoundrel.
They clink their glasses together as we watch from the ground.
How I love Orientation Day!